Okay, Kedushas Levi for Pesach. This is part two. We'll start with the piece right after Baruch HaMakom. Inyan Pesach. Inyan Pesach Shenimtza B'Divrei Rabboseinu Zal. The idea of Pesach, as expressed to us by our tzaddikim, a reference to the Arizal, who makes this point very clearly, that Pesach is a lashon of Pesach. Pe means mouth, and Sach, as in Sicha, means to speak. Pesach, a mouth that speaks. Kolamar b'lesaper is a meshubach. The more you talk, the better. So it's a yom tov of speaking. V'havin adavar hu'al derech zeh. Perhaps to explain, we could offer the following explanation. Shereimash ha'kadosh baruch hu yisbarach shemo la'adu l'netzach netzachim osa imanu nisim v'neflos. That which ha'kadosh baruch hu performed all sorts of wondrous miracles for us. V'hika es mitzrayim b'chol makah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu struck down the Egyptians with all forms of makos, who could they lishlol das hanifsodim ma'aminei hakadosh. It comes lishlol, to negate. To negate what? To negate the belief of those foolish individuals, of those lowly individuals, who believe that the world always was. That the world wasn't created, but that the world always was. U'machishim b'chidosh ha'olam, and they deny the Chiddush Olam, the creation of the world, that the world is new. K'maymer HaKasov, v'ulam ba'avor zos hematicha v'chulu, u'leman saper shemi b'chol ha'aretz. As we say, as the Pasuk says in Shavuos Perek Tes, that in a certain sense, the purpose of everything that we went through in Mitzrayim is to establish the reality that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creator of the world, and that the world wasn't something that just always was. When we saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to manipulate Shidid HaMarachah, means HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to manipulate the whole system. HaKadosh Baruch Hu controlled the order of the world. So when the world is just going a certain way for a long time, it looks like it's on autopilot. Maybe there never was a creator. But when someone has the ability to overturn the entire order, he must be the programmer. He must be the one who set up the program to begin with. It indicates that there must be a creator who renews the world every day and really every second. So says the Berditcher, when a king commands one of his subjects to do the following matter, to perform the following activity, and they're still speaking to the king, or the king is still speaking to them, if the king is commanding, or any person of authority is telling you to do something, while the king is still present, you have the ability to present otherwise. You may not have the audacity to, but at least the king is there, and maybe there's room for discussion. You don't like the idea. For whatever reason, you're not able to perform the idea. So you're able to request that he should overturn his command. But if the king offers a declaration, and then he walks away, so that's it. There's no more negotiating. The king made his point, and he stepped away. He said, I'm not interested in discussing, I'm not interested in negotiating, and there's no room to overturn his words. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like a king of flesh and blood. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sent down letters of creation. In Chassidus and Pnimis, we always think of creation taking form, taking place in the form of letters. If you learn the beginning of the Tanya's Shar Yichud V'Amuna, if you study some of the early Ksavim of the Baal Shem Tov, if you read the Kedushas Levi, they always talk about creation being made up of letters. Much later in Chassidus, Rav Tzadok talks a lot about this, how when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create an ox, which in Hebrew is called a shor, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu took a shin, and a vav, and a resh, and he somehow attached them to one another to create something called an ox. But it's really made up of letters. Everything's made up of letters. Which means, again, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent down the letters to this world to perform a certain thing, to be a certain thing, to create a certain reality, it's always possible, even though Hashem, so to speak, is up there, and the letters are down here in the world, it's always possible to rearrange the letters, to read the pasuk differently. What does that mean to rearrange the letters? So for example, you could have a situation which looks like kares, chaf resh tav, but a tzaddik could turn it into a keser, into a crown for Hashem. You could have a situation that looks like a sin, pesha, peshin ayin. You could have a tzaddik who turns it into shefa, into bracha. So even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, so to speak, put the world into motion, there's always room to negotiate. In a certain sense, even though Hashem is not always in front of us, but Hashem is always in front of us. Shivisi Hashem le'nagdi tamid. The king is always available for negotiations. Yesh tzaddikim ha'mahaf chemidosav. There's a tzaddik who has the ability, as we've seen many times in the writings of Kedushas Levi, based on the Gemara and Moed Katan and Tazayin, that the tzaddik has the ability to overturn Hashem's decrees, to bring bracha, even when it looks like the Jewish people are worthy of klala. Oim yasu banav tshuva. Or not only if the tzaddik fights on our behalf, but if the individual who did an avera and deserves to be punished does tshuva. So HaKadosh Baruch, how does the king, Ani Hashem lo shinisi, Hashem says, I am God, I don't change. So how do you change it? Once Hashem has made the gezerah, how do you change it? So the answer is you don't change it in the sense that you repeal the gezerah or issue a different decree. You just rearrange the letters. You rearrange the letters so that it reads differently. So if initially it read in a destructive fashion, let me show you how to rearrange the letters. It's all the same things that Hashem sent down, but we'll rearrange it in such a way that now it brings bracha instead of klala. As I take off nishafchu litziruf acher, immediately it can be transformed to a different arrangement, like I told you. Kareis can become keser. Pesha can become shefa. Many different arrangements. You could take the letters and rearrange them in a positive way. And there's many examples in the Svar. La'asosim amo letova os. In order that those letters should be blessed letters as opposed to destructive letters. And it's like the Eved who has the ability to petition the king while he's still speaking. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu is always speaking. Kadosh Baruch Hu is always present. Hashem is mechadesh the world every second. And therefore, since Hashem fills all reality, and there is no asar, asar means place. We say it often in Kaddish. Morad da'asra. What does the word Morad da'asra mean? You refer to a Rav of a community as the Morad da'asra. Morad means the teacher or the posek of the asra, atar, of the place. He's the chief of the place. So leis atar panoi minei means there's no place that is what? Panoi, that is empty of him. Hashem is everywhere, which means you can always negotiate. Uke kocho az, kocho ata. And just like his strength and power was present then, so it is present now. And that's what it means, Pesach. Pesach, what does that mean? Ratzal omar, Peh hamadaber. On Pesach, we see ourselves in the presence of the king, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to us. Pesach. The king is still, right? We gave the mashal. When the king stops speaking and walks away, so then it's too late to negotiate. But a Jew has to see himself as always in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem's dibor is constantly being mekayim the world. Which means if Hashem has a certain picture of way things are going to be, there's always room for a Jew to renegotiate the arrangement of those letters. Klomer av shekvar bara kol ha'olamus. Yes, even though the world was created at once upon a time, right? Once upon a time, it was the starting point in a certain sense. Harehu bebechinas medaber ma'vadav odem lefanav. But we view it as if what? As if it's a constant creation that's taking place in the world. And again, this is part of why we were zochas, as the Berditchever, to see the miracles of Mitzrayim. Again, The psukim in Shemos are telling us that the tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim is to have a clarity that Hashem is creator of the world. How is that reflected in the name of the Yom Tov? Pesach. That Hashem is constantly speaking. Hashem is constantly active in our life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always available for conversation and to renegotiate the situation. Okay, so the name Pesach actually alludes to the fact that Hashem is actively involved in creation, which again means that there is a creator and that the world wasn't something that just always was. It came to be. Through Hashem's desire. Yeah?
What's the difference between Hashem being present on Pesach and Hashem being present on Purim?
On Purim? Oh, there's times of hidden miracles, times of revealed miracles. Purim is a time of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's concealment. Hashem's name doesn't appear on the Megillah. Everything takes place through, you know, political connections, through Esther risking her life. And there's no open miracles on Purim. Pesach is a time where it's undeniable that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. That's what he's emphasizing. She did Hamaracha. Kadosh Baruch Hu overturned the whole order of creation to show that I'm the programmer of creation. I'm in charge of creation. Pesach, every second I'm infusing the world with life. And if God decided at any moment not to allow me to exist, I would simply cease to exist. A person would simply cease to exist. Tohu vavohu. There would be no world if Hashem didn't want it to exist every moment. O Yomar. Furthermore, he says in the next paragraph, perhaps we could say, this is a powerful idea. Since everything was created with God's wisdom, so let's think about this for a second. Miracles, Rav Soloveitchik used to always emphasize, Hashem doesn't like doing miracles. Why not? Why doesn't God like doing miracles? There's a niggun that some people, a tefillah, a zemer, that some people say, Shalashudas time, called Kel Mistater. It's in your sitter, find it in the back. Kel Mistater. God is a Kel Mistater. The Rav used to talk a lot how Kadosh Baruch Hu is a Kel Mistater. Kel Mistater means that Kadosh Baruch Hu likes to hide. He's a God of concealment. Why doesn't he like doing miracles? Because when Hashem is forced to do a miracle, it overturns the way that Hashem wanted the world to be. So when we have to ask Hashem to do miracles, Kulam b'chach ma'asisa, the world was made perfect. When Hashem has to now reprogram it, it looks bad for him. It looks like he made a mistake. Hashem is willing to reprogram it if he needs to because of our sins. Out of his love for us, he saved us from Mitzrayim by reprogramming the natural order of things. But it's not a good thing. Hashem would prefer to keep let things run their natural course. So therefore, says the Berditchever, Lefi shekulam b'chach ma'asisa, since everything in the world was created with tremendous wisdom, kol ma'ashenimtza ba'olam ha'kol nasa b'chach ma'nifla, the precision by which the world operates is with tremendous supernal wisdom of God. Nimsa, therefore, kishar kadosh baruch hu mishanes sidrei bereishis, when Hashem overturns the natural order, kivyachal hu bitul chachmaso, he's negating his wisdom. He's negating the wisdom by which he created the world. If you look in the Targum Yonas and Ben Uziel, you know how the word bereishis is translated? The first word of the Torah? Bereishis? Unkelitz doesn't translate it this way. Targum Yonas and Ben Uziel says, B'chuchmasa. With chachma. Kulam b'chachma asisa. So when Hashem is forced to negate the natural arrangement of things, he's being mevatel his chachma. You're asking God to change the plan. So therefore, kishakadosh baruch hu mishanes sidrei bereishis, kiviyachol hu bitul chachmaso. It's a bitul of his original plan. Why would Hashem do that? The same way a parent who understands things in a certain way, as we've seen many times, brings it down to the level of the child. Because the child needs it to be expressed differently. A parent has a certain understanding of things, how they want it to be. Al derech ha'av ha'oiv esbeno ha'katan, la'avasu hu mitzamsim esichlo ha'gadol, u'midaber im ha'ben kefi ha'sagaso. Like the parent who talks in a childish voice to a two-year-old. Because the parent speaks in a babyish way when talking to a baby. It's not a reflection of the parent's wisdom. The parent is negating their great wisdom. This parent's a big scholar. But the parent negates his or her wisdom to be able to communicate with their child in accordance with the understanding of the child. And therefore realize, again, part of the humility we have to have in seeing the miracles of Mitzrayim and re-experiencing it on the Seder night is the realization of what we spoke about earlier in the week. I'm not worthy of these things. In fact, it's inappropriate for me to ask Hashem to do miracles. It's going against the chachma of creation. But Hashem does it because He loves us. And He says the Berditchever, maybe that's another pshat in Pesach. Why? What's Pesach? Look what he writes. Pesach, he says, could be understood as a lashon in the pasuk in the third and final parak of Habakkuk. Shachu give os olam. Right? Shin and sin are always interchangeable. So Pesach can almost be like Pesach. Was Shach? Shin Ches. Shachu give os olam. Give os olam, eternal hills. Shachu, we're made low. We're laid low. We're pressed down. So Pesach means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, His path, which has such deep wisdom. How does HaKadosh Baruch Hu create? With His hands? He doesn't have hands. How does Hashem create? Through Dibor. Hu Amar Vayehi. He says, and it is. Right? Vayomer, Vayomer, Vayomer. The expressions of creation. Basar Mamaros Nivra Olam. So Peshach, really Sach and Shach are interchangeable. Peshach means HaKadosh Baruch Hu took His voice. Hashem took His way of creating. Hashem took His wisdom. Because a person's mind is expressed through their speech. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu pressed it down. Why? Out of love for us. He overturned the natural order, which was created with tremendous wisdom, because we mess things up. Hashem made man yashar, v'heim bikshu chashbonos rabim. We corrupted the world, the pasuk says. So now Hashem has to rewrite the story in order to make it fit with us. He took his pek kadosh, his holy mouth, kiviyachol, Hashem doesn't have a mouth. He took his holy dibor, and he was shach, and he pushed it down. He changed the order of things in order to save us. Yeah, Rami.
Can you say
There's a Seder within the Nisim also. The Nisim were also built into creation. So in a certain sense, and that's part of the answer, how could God change his mind? How could God adapt? Again, I told you the Pasuk, Ani Hashem lo shenisi, I don't change. The Navi says, okay, so it's not really a change. Hashem also knew that it would have to be this way. And that was also part of the master plan. But you're right. But in a certain sense, from our perspective, we're asking Hashem, we're in a bad state, you got to do strange things that you don't like to do. Hashem is very humble. Hashem doesn't like to show off. So we forced the Kadosh Baruch Hu to show off and to overturn the natural order. But he did it in his unbelievable love for Klal Yisrael. Okay? Yeah?
We have to be like Mavata also and like to connect to Hashem. So the way that we speak to him is by lower our gaiva, our like greatness, by lowering that means us connect with him.
Correct.
Like, and he's the opposite. He has to lower himself, which is really like his... It's all crazy backwards.
For us, our bittul is getting closer to our true selves. For him, it's negating who he, so to speak, is. Yeah? I hear? Okay, Chacham Ahu Omer. Chavi, you ready? Chacham Ahu Omer. Ma'a Eidus v'achukim v'amishpatim. Next piece. Ma'a Eidus v'achukim v'amishpatim asher tziva Hashem Elokeinu eschem. And we say to the Chacham, Ein maftir en acher ha-pesach afik oman. We don't eat after the Karban Pesach. We don't have dessert. Or in our modern understanding, we don't eat after Afikoman, because our Afikoman is in place of the Karban Pesach. Okay. V'chdei lahavin kushyos haben ha-chacham. To understand and to make sense of the question of this son who's a chacham, v'shaychus ha-teiritz shal'ein maftir en l'kushya. What exactly is this answer? What exactly are we saying when we say ein maftir en achar Pesach Afikoman? The chacham says, what are all these halachos? He's basically asking, what is all of Pesach about? What is all of Torah about? And we say to him, oh, ein maftir en achar Pesach afikoman. Huh? What does that answer? So some explain that ein maftir en achar Pesach afikoman is really like the last halacha in Pesach. Right? So like the last thing you need to know. So the Vilna Gaon explained, it's not that this is just the answer. We're answering him everything from A to Z. This is Z. Ein maftir en achar, Pesach afikoman is the last halacha, so to speak. That doesn't just mean teach him the last halacha. It means he wants to know. He's asking with sincerity. He's smart enough to understand. So teach him from the beginning all the way to Ein maftir en achar Pesach afikoman. Teach him every halacha there is. Give him over everything. That's one way to understand it. But Pasha Pshat, it's hard to understand. What's the question? What's the answer? So he explains as follows. Nakdim hagadama achas. Let me give an explanation, an introduction. What is matzah? What is chametz? As an idea, what is matzah? What is chametz? Vizohi milas matzah. What is matzah? Inyana himora humora al chidush ha'olam. Matzah represents the fact that again the world was created. Sheyesh la'olam mechadesh. That there was someone who made the world, just like someone bakes the matzah. We'll see what we mean in a second. Baro mi efes hamuchlat. He created it from absolute nothingness. Vehimtzi yesh me'ayin. And he allowed there to be a revelation, something from complete nothingness. Ki lashon chametz hu milashon ein machmitzen es hadin o ein machmitzen es hamatzos or mitzvos. Chametz means what? Chametz is something that's old. Chametz takes its time. Matzah is a food of zrizos. So you got to bake it fast. You got to be actively involved with it. As opposed to chametz, you just let it sit and it rises. Chametz is a slow process. It's an old process. As opposed to matzah, which is new and fresh and active. Nimtza shechametz in yano davar yashal. Chametz represents an old thing. Vahefechu matzah ratzalon mar davar mechudash. You hear? So matzah represents the fact that Hashem created the world. It's a new world. The world, that wasn't something that always was. Chametz thinking says the world always was. Matzah, the freshness, the newness of matzah, like we learned on Sunday, those of us who were here, we learned the piece from the Bnei Yisachar in Maimer Ches, where he says, the chametz, you leave it on its own and the dough rises. It looks like there's no creator. It just happens on its own. Matzah, every second, you have to be busy with matzah. So the world of matzah is the realization that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actively involved in our world every second. That Hashem puts the world in motion. And the world wasn't something that just was. It doesn't happen on its own. Chametz happens on its own. Let it sit. It becomes chametz. Just let the clock tick. It'll become chametz. Matzah requires involvement. Matzah is something new. V'hor elanu yotreinu b'mitzvah matzah. And therefore, our Creator, our Master has taught us through the mitzvah of matzah. Sheyesh mechadish es ha'olam. U'v'chol yom u'v'chol regu u'mechadish ha'olam u'kiritzono. Just like matzah needs to be watched every second, so to the world is being created and influenced by Hashem every second. Kasher osa b'yesiyas Mitzrayim, shehifli laso shalo kederach ha'teva, like we saw with our own eyes at the time of Yesiyas Mitzrayim, how actively involved Hashem was in our world. Ki kol ha'makos ha'asara hayu shalo kederach ha'teva. The makos proved again, someone's running the show here. Right? We get used to it. When you see the same thing every day, you get used to it. As I've told you in the past from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish said, nature is really just miracles that we see all the time. So when you look up in the sky and you see a sun in the sky and you don't think that's interesting or different, it's only because you're used to it. If you saw Tzvardeya, you'd say, wow, now there's a God. The sun also proves there's a God. But you're used to it. So Kadosh Baruch Hu overturned nature in order to remind us how actively involved he is in the world. That's matzah. The world of a Kadosh Baruch Hu being mechadish. Chametz just sits on its own. Because our neida zeh yidia brura, and we know this with clarity, lo nazuz yadeinu v'raglinu lasos shum davar, ki yamash megiyah lechvot shemo yisbarach v'yisala. So when I realize that Hashem is not only does he exist, but he's actively involved in my life, then how can I do an avera? My parents also created me. But sometimes I do averas when my parents aren't looking. If I know that Hashem is always looking, then how can I do an avera, says the Berditcher? I should only be bringing Kvot Shemayim every second. V'yesh lanu lira mimenu yiras haromus begin di'uhu rav v'shalit. And I should have the awe of Hashem on my face all the time because He is the Master and He's in charge. Not in theory, but in practice. U'la'av oso ava aza, and I have to love Him deeply because, again, He's pumping life into my chest right now. The fact that my heart is beating right now is only because Hashem is willing Moshe Tzvi Weinberg into existence. So how could I not be wildly in love with Hashem right now? And how could I not have tremendous awe and thanks and respect for Hashem? Kasher anu roem shehu yisbarach oev osanu avas olam. The fact that He cares about me, He's giving me existence at this moment. Okay, so that's the world of matzah. So what's the obvious question? Kedushas Levi asked the question of the Zohar Kadosh already asked. Which is, if that's what matzah is, shouldn't matzah be our food all year round? It's a very interesting question, no? Ve'in lahakshos, di'im kein, hayo lanu lecho matzah kol hashana. Shouldn't we be Jews who always eat matzah? Shouldn't we always eat matzah? Shouldn't we live with that constant reminder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actively involved in our life? Why do I go back to a world of chametz where things just happen on their own? Where the flour and the chemical reaction of the yeast allows it to just happen on its own? Leave the bowl of dough on the counter, and just let it rise. Why would I want to ever have a shaykhus to that world? This has already been asked by our sages in the Zohar Kadosh, in the second chelek. Says the Berditcher, the Zohar answers that it's kedai, when we do it for a week, that gives us what we need for the year. When we practice it for a week, when we focus on it for a week, then we're able to do it the rest of the year. I don't need to eat matzah all year. Eating matzah all year means I don't really internalize the lesson. I need to constantly, you know, remind myself every second. You got to remember, Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. I should be a big enough person. I take the training course called Pesach, and at the end of Pesach, I can go back to the world of chametz, knowing that the chametz is also not happening on its own. I don't need Hashem to bother me every second. Matzah, matzah, matzah. I should be able to internalize the lesson during this week and then take it with me to the year. Aval ikasha hakasha. But if you want to ask the question, ask it maybe the question is really like this. Dilom alanu l'ramach mitzvos asay. Why do I need so many mitzvos? If I were to ask you, tell me, what is the point of all the mitzvos? What is the point of all the mitzvos? I'm allowing you to say one word. What would you answer? One word, what's the goal? Yechida, dveikus. Okay, he says the Berditcher, dveikus. Halo mitzvos nikram bezara kadosh. Mitzvos are referred to. You should know this phrase. We've said it many times. Get it into your head. The Zohar refers to mitzvos as ramach itin. What does ramach itin mean? Ramach, 248 mitzvos hasei. Itin. What are itin? Eitzos, advice. 248 pieces of advice. All to get to one goal. Ratzalomar. Ramach eitzos leval yedeim liyiras habori va'avaso. 248 pieces of advice to come to fear and love of God. Umikra malehu, and it's all expressed in a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. Laman tilmod liyiras Hashem elokecha kol hayamim. The goal is to what? Is that every mitzvah just gets me aware of Hashem. Right? In the language of the Zohar, dveikus. In the language of the Berditcher here, ava and yira. But it's all, every mitzvah achieves the same purpose. Why do I eat matzah? To fall in love with Hashem and to have awe of Hashem. In other words, to be connected to Hashem, davuk to Hashem. Why do I wear tefillin? Same purpose. Why do I keep Shabbos? Same purpose. Why do I eat kosher? Same purpose. 613 pieces of advice, taryag eaten, to achieve one thing, uvotidvak, to cling to Him. And when I cling to Him, I love Him and I fear Him. Shekola Torah va'mitzvah, b'chidei lavo al yedeim liras haromos va'ava. The whole purpose of Torah and mitzvos is a relationship, is ava and yira. V'la melanu kol zeh. So says the Berditcher, I'll ask the same question. Right? What do I need 200, why do I need 613? Things to tell me the same thing. Just tell it to me once. Give it over in one way. Maybe give us one mitzvah called achilas matzah. Maybe if I eat matzah all year round, then I can just, you know, then I can just live life. I don't need all these other reminders to cling to Hashem. Hello, dai lanu b'mitzvahs matzah hamorah chidash olam b'chol rega. Hear what the Berditcher is saying here? Even though we don't do this, but the fact that there's even a havamina like this tells you how chashuv matzahs. The Berditcher says, "What do we need 613 mitzvahs? Just give us mitzvahs matzah. If you eat matzah, then basically you get you know the whole Torah in edible form. It's pretty good, no? Okay, in the end we have all the other mitzvahs. I understand, but the fact that we could even ask such a question tells you how chashuv matzahs. Matzah teaches you everything you could possibly need to know. God runs the world. God created the world. God is active in my world. What more do I need to know? If I know that, then I can just live life. My body tells me I need to eat. But if I know that, then I know how to eat. My body tells me I need to sleep. So if I know that, then I know how to sleep. My body tells me that I need to have money to pay for the things in the world. So if I know matzah, then I know Hashem runs the world and I can go to work. Right? I don't need tefillin. I don't need a Shabbos. I don't need a lulav. I don't need a shofar. I don't need anything. If I just have matzah, I have everything. Uviyado nefesh kol chai v'ruach kol basarish. I remind myself of the pasuk of Iyov in Perek Yud Beis that my soul is in the hands of the Creator and my life is dependent upon Him. So what do I need so many reminders? Just have matzah. V'ateiritz b'zeh. And the answer is, keivan shenechol achar kachametz. Since we don't eat matzah all year round, chashash karav hu shenishkach hasadavar v'yizbata la'arash al Pesach. Since we don't eat matzah all year round, we need the other 613 mitzvahs to keep us connected to Hashem. Right? Now that didn't really answer the question, because the question was, why don't we eat matzah all year round? But the Berditcher is telling us, well, since we don't eat matzah all year round, because that's what God demanded in the Torah, He told us for this week you eat matzah. Right? I don't know why He made it that way, but the fact that Hashem did make it that way reminds me that what? Reminds me that, explains to me that I need the other mitzvahs to keep me on track. If I had just matzah, einachanami. For whatever reason, God didn't want to do it that way. So matzah is supposed to get me going for the whole year, but I need other things to be mechazik me along the way, like tefillin and Shabbos and kashrus, etc. V'zeu she'las haben ha'chacham. Says the Berditcher, that's the question of the chacham. What we just learned is the question of the chacham. Really? That's the question of the chacham at the Seder? Yep, that's the question of the chacham. Let's look inside. The chacham says, Maha Eidus v'achukim v'amishpatim. What do I need so many mitzvahs for? I have Pesach. The chacham is saying, what do I need Eidos and chukim v'amishpatim, categories of mitzvahs? Dai lanu b'mitzvahs u'shal matzah. I can make it through the whole year with one mitzvah called matzah. Da'alo mimenu anu l'meidim lira la'avas Hashem ha'nichpar ha'gadol v'anora. With matzah alone, I have the proper awe and the proper respect and love for Hashem. U'matzarach le'edos v'chukim v'shpatim. What do I need a whole Shulchan Aruch for? I could just have the section in the Mishnah Berurah that talks about how to bake matzah. What do we answer the Chacham? Ein maftir an achar pesach afikom. What does that mean? Ratzalomar. The achar pesach dafka hu de'ein ochum klop. On the Seder night, we end the night with what? With afikom. However, the rest of the year, we do eat other things. We do eat chametz. And because we eat chametz, we need other things to remind us to serve Hashem properly. We need the tefillin and the kashrus and the Shabbos and the lulav and the shofar. Aval achar kach nechol chametz, v'choshashin shem yu nigrarim achar yetzar. We're concerned when we go back to the world of chametz, maybe we'll get caught up with the Yetzara, so we need other things to keep us in check. But Chevra, what's clear from the fact that we again even have this question, is that matzah really should be able to carry us the whole year. Matzah should have enough emunah and hashkacha of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that it should last the entire year. For whatever reason, God didn't want us to eat matzah all year. That we know because Hashem said so in the Torah. Why do I have all the other mitzvahs? Exactly for that reason, to keep me on track. But in theory, matzah should be enough to carry me the entire year. Which means, even if it's not, and we do have all these other mitzvahs, just realize what we're doing when we sit at the Seder and we eat matzah. Realize how much emunah and how much belief in a Kadosh Baruch Hu you're ingesting. Your body, your bloodstream is going to be, you know, sustained by what? By that matzah. Which is the reminder that Hashem is actively involved in my life every second. I don't see it all the time like miracles in Mitzrayim. But I have to know that it's true. Yeah? Yeah, now you understand. If you really believe this, right, you understand why the Bereshit was rolling on the floor when he said matzah, oh, it collapsed under the table. Yeah. You understood. You're basically eating a Sefer Torah. Imagine eating a Sefer Torah. That's what you're doing. Everything in the Torah is found in that matzah. In other words, tzaddikim used to put their fingers on the matzah like Braille. You know about this? They're tzaddikim who would read the names of Hashem on the matzah. They go like this. They said the bumps on the matzah. It was like Braille. Different shemos of Hashem. Kabbalistic names of God. That's what the bumps on the matzah are. It's Hashem. Okay. O yivuar chacham ma'omer. Another pshat in the chacham. Let's do a little more. There's some beautiful things coming up. Let's keep going. Chacham ma omer. Ma idus v'achugim v'mishpatim im naftir nachar pesach avikomen. Hinei kol ha-mitzvos shalai lezos laso zecher lenisim shenase imanu. The purpose of this entire night is to remember the miracles that Hashem performed for us. V'zeo shemasig as habore al yedei nisim hu kisha ha-sechel hu bekatnus. As we learned in the past, the fact that you need miracles is only for a person who has a small mind. A person who understands Hashem doesn't need Hashem to do magic shows. Magic shows are for children. Yeah, tricks are for kids. You've heard that before? Heard that Maamar Chazal? Yeah, tricks are for kids. Tricks are for a small-minded person. But when a person has a mature mind, yeah, you don't need to wow the person all the time to appreciate them. It's true in any Bein Adam L'Chavero relationship. When a person first starts dating, you're very focused on trying to be impressive. You're very focused on it. You want to look good. You want to say the right things. You want to do the right things. You go above and beyond, right, the way that you would normally treat a person who you're already comfortable with. And then once you get further on in the relationship, of course it's still nice to, you know, to do things to impress your spouse. But there's a certain understanding. And hopefully it's not just because I've lost some of that love for the person, but because my love for the person is deeper, right, than always running around and doing fun things together and trying to impress the person. I have a deep understanding of who they are, and I love them for that reason alone. I don't love them just because of the things they do for me, because of the way that they treat me, above and beyond what's, you know, normal. That's a magic show. So when Kodesh Baruch Hu does a magic show on Mitzrayim, that's only because we don't understand Hashem yet. We don't really have a relationship with Him. So He has to impress us. When a person comes to Seichel Gadol, when he comes to an enriched mind, then he's called a Chacham, Nikra Chacham. A Chacham is a person who understands Hashem without all of the wondrous sights and sounds. And therefore the Chacham doesn't say, what was with Dam Tzardei Akinim Arov? Nah, he doesn't need that stuff. The Chacham says, I want to understand the mitzvahs. I want to understand the ideas of God. Ma'aidus v'achukam ha-mishpatim. The Chacham doesn't say, what was with Kriyas Yamsuf? How did God do that trick? That was so cool. He's not. That's not what impresses him. He wants to understand the wisdom of Hashem. V'teiritz al zeh, and we say to the Chacham, ki efshar lipo b'katnus ha-seichem. We say to the Chacham, listen, it's not only about an intellectual understanding, because there's going to be times when your mind is clear, and you're able to understand God, and there's going to be times when what? When your mind is small. So we say to the Chacham, listen, you got to believe in the miracles also. You say, I don't need, I'm much more mature than that. I don't need miracles. Right now you don't. Maybe right now you don't. But like we learned from the Baal Shem Tov early in the week, Kaflei Amar Kegigis, when you're inspired, you don't need a mountain over your head. When you're not inspired, you need a mountain over your head. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to, we say to the Chacham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu displayed his miracles for Klal Yisrael to make sure in those times when what? When our minds are not able to grasp God, we can still be wowed by him and still respect him just for what? For the magic tricks, for the awesome display of Nisim Vitaflos. V'nishar tam zeh tamid, and that mark on the world, the flavor, the taste of Hashem's presence as experienced through what? Through the open miracles, that remains forever. And somehow in that response of Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Afikomen, we're saying to the Chacham, listen, you have to, even though you're a Chacham, you need the miracles also. Because there's a time to rely on your understanding of things, and there's a time to just be wowed by the wonders of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? Alright, let's skip the next paragraph, and let's go to Rosh Mahu Omer. Okay, let's see if we have time to do a little bit more. Rosh Mahu Omer. Rosh Mahu Omer Mahavoda Zos Lachem, Lachem Velolo, Ulefisha Hotzi as Atzmo, Mina Klau, Kofar Beikar, Af Ateha Keyashinov. Rosh, your chutzpah, we slap you in the face, we knock out his teeth, we blunt his teeth, whatever that means. We say to the Rosh, you wouldn't have been redeemed if you were there. All right. What was so bad about the Rosh's question? What did he say? Ma'avodah zos lachem. What is this avodah? Is that so different than the Chacham's question? What did he say that was so offensive? L'chora mishul al havana. Says the Berditcher, this seems to be without logic. We don't understand. D'bishvil she'ela ma'avodah yikar Rosh. Because he asked the question, what's going on tonight? He's called the Rasha. What was the rishus of the Rasha? Where did he display his rishus in his question? All right, so the Baal HaGadol tells us a little bit, Lachem, Velolo. He says, what's this for you? I'm not interested. It's not for me. It's for you. If you're not interested, why'd you come to the Seder? Why are you even asking? Just go do your thing. You're obviously asking because you're still interested a little bit. So what's so bad about the Rasha? Hachshor shadavar kachu. Dine yadua maimer chazal, dekola olam nizon bishvil chanina bini. You know what the Rosh's problem is? You know what many of us, we have this problem? Maybe a little more subtle. But do we understand how much we need to be thankful to tzaddikim? Tzaddikim who I have nothing to do with. Big people I've never met, I have no relationship with, I even feel that my hashkafah is a little different than them. Do we realize how much bracha we have in our life because of tzaddikim? Again, tzaddikim who I know nothing about. The Gemara says in Brachos that the whole world is sustained through the merits of Chanina. The whole world is sustained through the merit of Chanina. Chanina himself, the Gemara says, would go from one Shabbos to the next Shabbos with a kav of Cheruvin. With a kav, a measure, a kav of Cheruvin. You know what Cheruvin is? It's not pizza, it's not sushi, it's not hamburgers. You know what Cheruvin is? Carob. You ever have boxer? Can you imagine eating that all week? Rabbi Chanina sustained the whole world in his chus. All the delicious food the whole world was eating. Yeah, the fresh loaves of bread that a person was enjoying was b'schus Rabbi Chanina. He himself ate carob. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Simple, simple. But he sustained the whole world. V'atik l'cha mashakas of Medrash Talpios. So I'll share with you, says the Berditcher, what we find in the Sefer Medrash Talpios. Medrash Talpios is a very interesting collection. It's not a Medrash. It's not a medrash. It's a collection of very interesting ideas, many from Chazal, some from lesser-known Midrashim. And it's a collection that's arranged alphabetically, with very, very interesting. You always find something interesting in the Medrash Talpios. There's nothing regular in there. Everything's like a funny Maimer Chazal or a funny, you know, Kabbalistic idea that opens up new sugyas. You can always find new things in Medrash Talpios. So in the Anaf, in the entry for Gidon, we find the following. Amar HaMa'asif. What does Ma'asif mean? Collector. Amar HaMa'asif. He collected all these different ideas from all sorts of obscure svarim and put it together in a collection called Medrash Talpios. So says the collector, Mikan yira malas atzadik lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'shemaster ha'olam birishuso, v'shiyavod lo lasos kol ritzono. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we find the lashon in the Medrash Talpios, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the world and gave it to the tzaddik and said, you run the world. However you want to run the world, that's how the world's going to run. Since the world was created in the merit on behalf of the tzaddik, for the purpose of the tzaddik, and everyone else is created just to what? To sustain the tzaddik, in order to help the tzaddik to achieve his avoda. As Chazal explained, that the world was created for the tzaddik. Hashem gave the world over to the tzaddik. And the world is bottled to the tzaddik. Tzaddik runs the world. And if we would only realize this, if the amaratzim of the world, if the regular people would realize how much the tzaddik does to protect the world, we would give such unbelievable kavod. We place a crown upon the head of the tzaddik. And we would give our money to make sure that the tzaddik doesn't have to worry about anything other than what? Spiritually sustaining the world. Kimi shalom knows them well. You feel like, oh, you're giving him money? You give money to the tzaddik? You come to a tzaddik, give him a pidyon, you give him some money. You feel like, oh, I give tzedakah to the tzaddik. Who do you think gave you that money to begin with? In whose schus did your business succeed? B'schus the tzaddik. So you're giving him what's his. Ka'avadim v'sham shemes ha-melech b'masim v'arunonos. Like a servant who pays taxes to the king. The same way we give truma and meiser to kohanim and levium, we should give money to tzaddikim so that they can do their avoda. Because an Eved who acquires something, who does it belong to? Masha kana Eved, kana Rabo. Everything that belongs to the Eved belongs to its master. Therefore, everything is really b'schus the tzaddik. This is an idea that's very foreign to us, but by some of the early tzaddikim, it was an idea that they spoke about. Not because they were trying to get people to give the money, and you want them to be the tzaddik, right? But the Reditchver didn't consider himself the tzaddik, whoever he held to be the tzaddik. He felt we have an achrayas to the tzaddik. We have to realize what we get from the tzaddik. V'lo nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'matana. V'chol ma'asha ochlin v'shosin am ha'aretz b'moishrim v'nifrad d'me ha'tzaddik gezei lehu b'yadam. If you eat and drink without thanking the tzaddik, who's the source, responsible for your parnasa, then you're a thief. Then you stole from the tzaddik. D'bishlam v'shvil l'shamesh l'tzaddik, because if you eat and drink, if you enjoy your parnasa, and you help the tzaddik, ma'asha ochlin eino nigzal etzlam. Because if I support the tzaddik, so then I have a right to enjoy the benefits of the tzaddik. Right? But realize that the whole world is sustained b'shvil chanina b'ni, the Gemara says. The Rabbi Chanina sustained the whole world. And therefore they have to have respect and thanks to him. What does that have to do with the Rasha at the Seder? The Rasha doesn't appreciate the tzaddik. How so? Harei lefanecha, next paragraph, harei lefanecha dema adam mamin da tzaddik hu oved es Hashem b'shvil kol Yisrael and Yitzrachim. If we would realize how much the tzaddik helps us to serve Hashem, and he serves Hashem on our behalf, im kein im hayazeh barer belibo shel adam, if this was clear to us, as bevadai af imhu ba'atzmo ein yachal lavar es Hashem karai, even if you feel like I can't serve Hashem properly on my own, al koponim hayim mechaber es atzmo la tzaddik. Attach yourself to the tzaddik. V'hayim mahanehu minachasav, and support the tzaddik. And the tzaddik will work on your behalf. Again, this is an idea that's very foreign to many of us. The word tzaddikim, who downplayed the inyan of the tzaddik, and the word tzaddikim, who greatly focused on the inyan of the tzaddik. If you learn the Sefer Noam Elimelech, you see he talks a lot about the tzaddik. If you learn some of the svarim of the tzaddikim from Pershischa, right, the Chos of Lublin, it's the inyan of the tzaddik. When the Yid HaKadosh broke away from the Chos of Lublin, that's the inyan of the importance of being your own fam. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim Chai. And so there were some tzaddikim who focused on their chassidim have to what? Have to be mevat themselves to the tzaddik. And the tzaddik essentially is the one who gets them where they need to be. They attach themselves to the tzaddik. And there were others who dafka pushed their chassidim to not rely so much upon them. And to what? And to rely upon themselves. That's what you find in the world of Pershischa. So for example, the Chiddush Arim, who's comes from that world. The Chiddush Arim, one time, he saw someone standing by the doorway to his room, staring at him. Staring at him. So Chiddush Arim said, what are you doing? Go away, what do you want from me? So he says, I saw that the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh writes In Parshas Re'eh, on the words Re'eh Anochi, you should see Anochi. Anochi is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. And how that Inyan by the Tzaddik, he's very connected to Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So there's an Inyan that Aruch Hayim talks about when you stare at a Tzaddik, Re'eh Anochi. You could see the Shekhinah. So I'm staring at the Tzaddik because you're Re'eh Anochi. I saw this idea on the Aruch Hayim HaKadosh. So Chazishim said, get out of here. Go look at yourself. You go be a Tzaddik. V'amechulam Tzaddik. What do you want from me? Go look in the mirror and figure out how you can be a Tzaddik. What are you staring at me for? So some tzaddikim will push their chassidim to be more independent. And there are others, again, like this idea that we're learning here, who focus on what? Giving yourself over to the tzaddik. It doesn't mean you don't wear tefillin yourself or keep Shabbos yourself. It just means you have a certain bittul to the rabbi. And the chassidic court is greatly emphasized. And coming to the tzaddik is very much the focus. Ach be'emes yesh rishalim ba'olam asher omrim bilvavam. Yet there are wicked people in the world who say, tzaddik. What do I need a tzaddik for? Who says this guy's a tzaddik? Ma betza lanu betzidkus a tzaddik vavadaso. The tzaddik, he sits in his room all day. What does he do for me? Tzaddik does for me. What does he do for me? He's close with God himself. Okay, I believe that he's a holy man. What does he do for me? Ma betza, what do I gain from the tzaddik? Im uovid es Hashem lo levado ayeson. If he serves God, it's for himself. Vim kein ukofer beikir habria. So you realize what he's doing by doing that? If you say the tzaddik is not really responsible for the world, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the world over to the Tzaddik, so you're rejecting the very essence of creation. Hashem created the world on behalf of the Tzaddik. Hashem empowered the world to be guided and run by the Tzaddik. So when you reject the Tzaddik, you're kofer be'ikar abriya. You're rejecting creation itself. Ditzchilas brias kol olamos hu avor tzaddik. The world was created for the Tzaddik. V'chol ha'olam lo nivrao el shamsho. Everything is just tools for the tzaddik to achieve his avoda. But when he distances himself from the tzaddik, al-kein kofer b'zeh. So he denies Hashem's vision of how the world should be run. He rejects something which to Hashem is a fundamental principle. And that's what it means in the Haggadah. V'zeu sha'amar rasha mahu omer. Ratzalomer, shenika harasha yidei diburo shomer, from the rasha mahu omer. From what he says, you know that he's a rasha. Why? What does he say? Umitoch she'laso nika machshavaso hara. And from the question, you can see that he's a rasha. Why? Because he says ma avodas oslachem. Why should I care what they do? How does a tzaddik help me? It's his avoda. How is it shaykh to you? Zesha omer hamesader agada. So the author of the Haggadah responds lachem v'lo lo. The Rosh is saying, the tzaddik, he sits in his room all day. He doesn't. I never met the tzaddik. Why should I? I go to work. I work hard for my money. Why should I give my money to the tzaddik? What does he do? Davodah shel tzaddikim hu lahem levadam, aval lo lo. It's just for himself. She'en avadaso mo l'chol abru. It doesn't help the world. V'gam hu b'chlal, ulevi shehotzi atzom min haklal. And therefore, the Rosh says, I'm my own thing. I don't get sustained by the tzaddik. He disconnects from the tzibur, from Klal Yisrael. And therefore, what's so bad about rejecting the tzaddik? Well, if Hashem's plan for creation is that it should be guided by the tzaddik, well, then you're kofar be'ikar. It just undermines creation. Now, of course, says the Berditcher in the next paragraph, the tzaddik himself doesn't walk around saying, I'm the tzaddik and I sustain the world. But the Rasha needs to know that. And therefore, hakeyes shinaf. We say to the Rasha, right, we smack him, we blunt his teeth. What's the pshat, we blunt his teeth? So the Berditcher doesn't say this, but I'll say two things. First of all, realize, Rasha, that your teeth, which you chew, which you eat with, realize that's bischus the tzaddik. Realize your food, it's much harder to eat if you don't have teeth. Right? So realize that the food that you put in your mouth, that you're chewing and you're enjoying so much, don't you realize it's not from the money that you earned in your law office? It's the money that you earned, bischus the tzaddik, that's aleph. Beis, I think you could add here very nicely, now, a famous rem is the Svarim bring. If you take the word Rasha and you knock out Shinav, what are you left with? How much is the gematria of Rasha? Reishin Ayin. It's the gematria of Rasha. 570. How much is Shinav? Shin Nun Yod Vav? 376. So what happens if you... 366. 366. What happens if you knock out the teeth of the Rasha? 366, so you knock it out. You subtract 366 from 570, what are you left with? 204. Nachon? 366 plus 204 is 570? Sandy? Yeah? Maskim? 204? 204 is Gematria Tzadik. Tzadik. So there's different ways they say that remez. I think based on this piece of Kedushas Levi, it's posh what the remez is. You take the Rasha, you knock out his teeth, you say, oh, you think you eat because of you? No. If you don't respect the Tzadik, you don't get to eat. And furthermore, take Shinov, knock it out of the word Rasha, subtract Shinov from Rasha, what are you left with? Tzadik. What are we saying to the Rasha? Don't you realize where your sustenance comes from? It's not you. When you knock out his teeth, then he starts to say, ah, it's the tzaddik, it's the tzaddik, b'schus the tzaddik. It's not me. It's b'schus the tzaddik that I'm able to eat. Okay, so this is the mistake of the Rasha. Again, very different than what we've seen. Haven't really seen the Kedush Levi emphasize the Indian of tzaddik so much, but here he emphasizes it a lot. Okay, let's go to the next piece. I want to do two final shorter pieces. One, a beautiful, beautiful mashal in the next piece. Pasuk says in Micha in the seventh parak, Kimei tzeischa me'eras Mitzrayim are enu niflaos. Just like you saw wonders when you left Mitzrayim, are enu niflaos. When Mashiach comes, you're going to see wonders as well. So says the Reditcher, a beautiful, clear mashal, and this should get us so excited for Mashiach. I think we once had a shir about how everything on Pesach is really just a training for the Geula Asida. There's a lot of proofs to that idea. That Pesach is really just an opportunity for us to get ready for the final redemption. This piece emphasizes that idea. Yevuah HaPasuk, the Pasuk says, Eka Asher Eka. I will be what I will be. Which is Hashem's way of saying, I'll be with you in the future the way that I was with you now. Which means that when Mashiach comes, we're going to feel the same way we felt in Mitzrayim. But here's the problem. Take a look at the mashal. Al pi mashal la'ani shereviach aseres l'lafim b'pam echad v'hayelo tana gadol. Imagine a poor person who made $1 million. Can you imagine the pleasure that he got from making $1 million? Unbelievable. Now imagine the poor person makes $2 million. After he made $1 million, now he makes another $1 million. So let me ask you, which was more pleasurable? The first million or the second million? No question, the first. Why? Because the first one was totally transformative. I never thought I could have $1 million. And now I went from nothing to $1 million. I'm a very rich man. $1 million to $2 million, I'm certainly more rich now, but it doesn't have the same schmack as going from zero to $1 million. So says the Reditchever, when a poor person makes 10,000, b'pam echad, v'hayelo tana gadol, so now afterwards he makes 20,000, so it's not his geschmack. 0 to 10,000 was much more geschmack than 10,000 to 20,000. Yeshlo gam kein tanug, says the Reditchever. Of course he enjoys it. Aval neged tanug harishon ein tanug zeh nechshav l'klum. But compared to the original enjoyment, you know, he knows he can make 10,000. He did it already. It's not as exciting. If imayu rotzim laharich neged tanug harishon, and if he wants to feel a pleasure comparable to the original pleasure, so how much does he need to make? I don't know. If he made a 0 to 1 million, felt really geschmack. If he now makes 100 million, that's also, wow. That's a big deal. To go from 1 million to 2 million doesn't, you know, it's not so exciting. He has to go so far above and beyond to get that original geschmack again. He needs to make 1 billion now, right? He needs to do something really extreme. Shehelo gam kein achshav atanu kamo atanu garishon, to get that original good feeling. Tzarech la'arviach ribo revavo salafim, needs to make lots and lots of money. V'anim shol. When Mashiach comes, are we going to be impressed? Dam, Tzvardaya, Kinim. Okay, we've seen this stuff before. The only way Mashiach is going to be impressive is if the miracles of Mashiach are so far beyond the miracles of Mitzrayim. If it's just more miracles, we've seen that before. Chayav Adam Liras Asatzo, I saw that on Pesach. I went through that this last Pesach. Mashiach comes on Pesach and Hashem does some miracles. We just had miracles. We just went through Dam, Tzvardaya, Kinim, Arav, etc. The only way to make it really geschmack is that the miracles are a totally different level, totally beyond. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Pado Asanu Mitzrayim Beis Avadim V'asu Manu Nisim V'Neflos V'ayizet Tanu Grishon. When we first experienced the miracles of Mitzrayim, that was going from being a slave to feeling confident. Wow, it's a gevaldic feeling. U'v'meheira Mirtz Hashem Yasi Manu Nisim V'Neflos. And Hashem's going to come again, hopefully very soon, and do miracles again. U'lechore Neged Tanu Harishon Lo Yezet Tanu. But when Hashem makes miracles in Mashiach, we're not going to be so into it because we already saw miracles. Acha Kadosh Baruch Hu Yasi Manu Kol Kach Nisim V'Neflos Ad Ein Mispar. Hashem's going to do such wondrous things when Mashiach comes. V'afilum naruch neged tanug harishon. Even if we assess it based on, oh, he saw miracles. Right? No, this is going to feel even better than Mitzrayim. It's going to feel even better than Mitzrayim. Afal pichein yagam kein tanu kmo tanug rishon. It's going to feel as exciting. Again, we would say, oh, it's exciting because we never saw miracles. We did see miracles. We're the Jewish people. We saw miracles. The only way to impress us now is to go way above and beyond. Says the Pasuk, Kimei Seischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim, just like when you left Mitzrayim, you felt really, wow, this is really something special. So too, Afilu Neged Tanug Arishon, Yagam Kei Tanug Ar Enu Niflaus. The wonders, says the Navi Micha, that you're going to see when Mashiach comes, are still going to be wonders to you. Because it's going to be so far above and beyond, it's going to be like the millionaire who makes 100 million. That feels just as good as going from zero to a million. Yeah. Right? I hear? And that he says, he concludes the piece, says, that's Eka Asher Eka. I'll be what I will be. What do you mean, I'll be what I'll be? I'll just be with you? No. The same way when I was with you in the past, it felt amazing. Don't say, next time around, it's going to be the same thing over again. I mean, it'll be nice, but it won't feel as good. No, Eka Asher Eka. It's going to feel just as good in times of Mashiach. Because the miracle is going to be so far above and beyond, it's going to be like a millionaire making $100 million. It's going to feel as good as when you went from zero to a million. That's the promise of the Geula, as stated in the Pasuk in Micha. And last but not least, the final piece for today. O Yivuar Eka Asher Eka, V'Yivuar Tam Lama Nikra Chag Pesach. Again, to understand the Pasuk Eka Asher Eka, and to understand why the Yom Tov is called Chag HaPesach. Tinei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hotzi Osanu Mitzrayim Kedei Shenavod Oso. As we learned earlier in the week, the purpose of Yitzias Mitzrayim is to become Avdei Hashem. Ukedei Lakabal HaSatorah Kadosha. And we left Mitzrayim to come to Kabbalah HaSatorah. Kamo Shenemar Tavduna Selokim Ala HaRezeh. Umeharoi Hayoshi Yekablu Kodem HaSatorah. It should have made sense. First get the Torah, and then get out of Mitzrayim. After all, the purpose is the Torah. So give us the Torah. What are you waiting for? Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dilei Kabbalah HaSatorah. Vizeh Eheye Lashon Asif. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, first I got to get you out of Mitzrayim. I'm going to skip over Kabbalah HaSatorah, and then you'll come to Kabbalah HaSatorah. But really, the way to get out of Mitzrayim is through Kabbalah HaSatorah. So we really, in a certain sense, should have gotten the Torah first. Why did Hashem take us out and then give us the Torah? Explains the Berditchver. V'nei Nemar Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. V'kasha Lama Lo Nemar Asher Bara Shamayim Va'aretz. A famous question of the Rishonim. A question that's already asked by the Rishonim. Why does God introduce himself at Har Sinai? I am God who took you out of Mitzrayim. Why doesn't God say, I am God who's responsible for creation and everything within it? Why highlight just Yitzias Mitzrayim? Say, I'm the God of the world. V'teretu, debe'esahu hayu masigim esabore baruch hu machmas shehotzi osam Mitzrayim. The reason we were introduced at Kabbalah Satorah, listen to this, it's Gavaldik, listen carefully. The reason we were introduced to Hashem at Kabbalah Satorah as the God who took us out of Mitzrayim is Hashem's way of saying, your understanding of Torah is always going to respond to your understanding, is always going to correspond to your understanding of me. Let me say it again. Your understanding of Torah will always be a reflection of your understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'oraisa v'kutcha b'richu chadu. Hashem and the Torah are one. So however you see Hashem, that's how you see the Torah. So Hashem says, I'm giving you the Torah at Har Sinai now. Anochi Hashem Elokecha. How do you know me? What's your context of knowing me? Asher Tzisich Meretz Mitzrayim. So your Torah, your Kabbalah Torah, corresponds to that understanding of Hashem as you saw me during Yitzias Mitzrayim. U'kamo shayim masigim asabori machmas Yitzias Mitzrayim, kach hayim masigim asatorah v'lo yoser. The way you understand Hashem is the way you receive the Torah, and not more. What's going to be in the future? When Mashiach comes, we're going to understand Hashem better or worse than we understand Him now? Better. Which means we're going to understand the Torah in the future also a lot better. And that's the Torah of Mashiach that we talked about. That's the Torah that the Baal Shem Tov is helping us transition to. Avala osid b'meheira. In the future, hopefully very soon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yasalanu nisim v'niflos ad ein mispar. We're going to see such big wonders. Eya asher eya. We're going to see things as big as they were to us back then. They're going to be equally impressive to us now. $100 million compared to $1 million. We're going to be so impressed by it. We're going to have such a clarity and awareness of Hashem that we have to have a new Torah. V'niyeh yechol l'hasig es habori baruchu yoser, mimele yasig es haTorah yoser. When you understand God more, Hashem is one with His Torah. Right? That's the Zohar in Parshas Acharimos. Kutchabrichu v'ray sechadu. So therefore, as I understand Hashem more, I understand the Torah more. V'zeh Torah chadasha me'iti teitzei. And that's what the Medrash darshins in Koheles on the Pasuk in Yeshaya. A new Torah is going to come from me. A new Torah. Chas v'shalom, a new testament. What does that mean? Torah doesn't change. No, a new understanding of Torah. You thought you understood it. You only understood it as deep as you could, having a Yetzias Mitzrayim understanding of Hashem. But when you have a Mashiach understanding of Hashem, your understanding of Torah is going to be totally different. V'hinei la'asim. Yiyeh b'meheira gam ken kach. When Mashiach comes, it's going to be the same thing. Mikodem yifteh osanu kadosh baruch hu. First, Hashem is going to get us out. He's going to allow us to see the wonders. We're going to have a new appreciation for Him. V'yasa yimanu nisim v'neflos. V'achar kach yasigu es haTorah achadasha. Afterwards, we'll be able to understand a new Torah. V'yagam kein tanu ga'asir b'chinas ehya. Ken Yisrael. And just like it felt so unbelievable to go from being a nation without Torah to being a nation with Torah, the pleasure is going to be equally strong when we go from the Torah of now to the Torah of the future. Eka asher eka. So Amir Tashem, the tefillos of the B'ditcheva should come true. He keeps saying, b'mehera, b'mehera. Everything of Pesach is really just getting us ready. When we open that door, halavai this year we should read Eliyahu HaNavi, we should usher in the gula, b'mehera b'yameinu amen. Shkai. La la la.